This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 25th. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Department of Transportation is starting off the holiday season with financial penalties to three airlines involved in a lengthy tarmac stranding that could have been avoided. The FAA is proposing a rule requiring scheduled airlines to retrofit their existing fleets with ice detection equipment. The Air Transport Association of America reports that airline passenger revenue, based on a sample group of carriers, fell 15% in October versus the same month last year. The FAA is being criticized for certifying the Sikorsky S-92 and being accused of overlooking a gearbox which was unable to meet a key requirement. The children of a couple killed when a Partnavia P-68 went down short of the Gainesville, Florida airport are suing the FAA, the estate of the dead pilot, the aircraft owner, and the charter service. A falsely accused pilot has been released from an Australian prison after serving almost 3 years for a crime he didn't commit. UOP, a subsidiary of Honeywell, says its renewable jet fuel technology was used to make green jet fuel for a biofuel demonstration flight by KLM Royal Dutch Airlines on Monday. Pilatus says the U.S. Bureau of Land Management has taken delivery of its first PC-12 for use in cargo, passenger, smoke jumper, air tactical, aerial supervision, and firefighting missions. And a runway realignment project is complete at Carson City, Nevada, but the airport remains closed waiting for FAA surveyors. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, a few minutes with two CEOs, Michimasa Fujina of Honda Aircraft and Brent Wouters of Cirrus. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.